Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a lawsuit that's been filed and is overdue, and it's irrefutable in my view. Four voters with disabilities in Wisconsin have sued in federal court to suspend or overturn the Wisconsin directive from the Republicans that even when it comes, forget drop boxes, even when it comes to mailing, even when it comes to walking in and handing it to the clerk, your ballot, that has to be you, can't be a relative, can't be anybody else. That's considered ballot harvesting. These four voters, and they were picked, they're excellent plaintiffs, they can't move their arms or legs. They can't move their arms or legs. If they get an absentee ballot and fill it out, they can't move their arms or legs. They are telling a trusted relative or a caregiver what they want. They can read, but they can't get to the post office. They can't get down to the clerk's office to drop it in the slot. And this is Wisconsin. In Arizona, on the Navajo reservations, they don't even have mail service in some areas. The post office is 40 miles away in some areas on the Navajo reservation. And what happens is somebody, a neighbor or a good friend, comes around your little neighborhood once a week and says, anybody have any mail? Drop off. We're going to go in and pick up the mail, and then they distribute what comes, bills, that kind of thing. Say you're an 80-year-old Navajo woman. You've never driven in your life. You can't afford a car, and in your culture, you aren't encouraged to learn how to drive. Say you have that. Your ballot comes. It's in the mail. There's no law that says you can't have somebody pick up your mail from a communal P.O. box. They drop it off. You fill off your ballot. Are you going to walk in 100-degree heat, 40 miles, to mail it? No. So the friend, the neighbor, comes around, the neighborhood block captain. Any mail, Doris? Yes, I do. I have a birthday card for my niece. I have a bill to the electric company, and here's my ballot. He goes down, and that's illegal. The Republicans are doing this precisely to stop people whom they think might vote Democratic overall. Well, in Wisconsin, yes, we have a lot of Republican judges, but most Republican judges have a lot of integrity, just like every other judge. And if I'm sitting as a judge, and this is federal court, so the Wisconsin Supreme Court can't get their mitts on it, it has nothing to do with drop boxes. It has nothing to do with drop boxes. The question is, can somebody who's paralyzed, can't move their arms or legs, are they permitted to vote? They have full cognition and they can read. Their caregiver jots down, you know, fills it out, who they want for governor and this, that, and the other thing. What about signature? Do they put a pencil in their teeth and make an X? Yeah, some of them do. Or do they say that the caregiver says, I'm signing this, and I've been the caregiver for blank years, blah, blah, blah. But more importantly, how does that ballot get registered? Now, there are no drop boxes anymore by Supreme Court diktat. Well, that's not what's at issue here. What's at issue here is how does it even get into a post office box? Or how does it get into a clerk's office? Say a clerk's office is open from 8 till 5. And they have a slot for ballots. That's not a drop box within the meaning of the prohibition because it is being observed and under the control of the clerk's office. So you walk in. Now you can say, come on, Matt, use your head. Somebody walks in and just quick pops it in the mail or quick pops it in the clerk's slot there. How are they going to know it's not the voter himself? Well, the thing is, if it's against the law, you don't want to do it. And at some point, they're going to do a spot random check, pull out that ballot, ask to see the ID of the person that stuck it in, and charge them, maybe charge them criminally. This is being done by Republicans to sow doubt, difficulty, and confusion, and make people afraid of prosecution. That's all it is. So I don't know what federal judge has been assigned to, but I know the federal judges in Wisconsin, and Republicans and Democrats, they're upstanding people. I don't know a single federal judge in Wisconsin that I have any doubts about. They're going to look at it, and they're going to do what I would do. And frankly, what you would do has nothing to do with being a lawyer. They'll look at the clown who is representing the Republicans and say, okay, is somebody who can't move his arms and legs a human being? Well, yes. If he says no, he's in deep trouble. Okay, and as a citizen, so should he be permitted to vote? Yes, he should. Okay, he can't move his arms and legs. That may have been, by the way, because of a war injury in Iraq or Afghanistan, but maybe not. Maybe it was a car accident. Maybe it's congenital of some sort. Where there are people with terrible disease, Lou Gehrig's disease and that kind of thing, terrible, terrible. So how are they going to vote? Well, you know, I guess they're not going to be able to vote. Well, no, you cannot say that. That is not a legitimate constitutional argument. So if I were a judge, I'd say, well, I am going to issue an order that's the least intrusive in terms of invading Wisconsin's election law, the least intrusive, and that is that people can have someone else, as long as they're the ones that decide what's going on that ballot, can have someone else physically, ministerially stick it in a post office box or a clerk's office slot. And they'll say, well, okay, but just make sure, Judge, these are Republicans now, make sure that they have to have an affidavit from a doctor that they can't move their arms and legs. Well, no. Who's going to pay for that? Who's going to pay for that? Number one. Number two, there are doctors that have scripts on their desk for marijuana in California. They don't even examine the guy. They just say, here it is. This is when it's just medical marijuana. And this is a scam. This is a fraud, making him go through that. And then what happens if he can move his arms and legs, but he gets real tired and he has no car and he doesn't want to go downtown? And the doctor says, no, I won't sign it. Good federal judge is going to go, you know, no, this is getting a little ridiculous. You've already banned drop boxes and so on. For God's sake, don't interfere with the U.S. Post Office. You don't control the U.S. Post Office, number one. Number two, don't control the municipal clerk's office. If someone comes in and there is no evidence of fraud in this state at all, there really isn't. Think about something. The more you are pumped up by the Republican Party to say, oh, there might have been fraud, there might have been fraud, you just undermine our democracy. When was the last time you voted? You know the folks who run those polls. They're frequently elderly. Elderly ladies, elderly gentlemen, frequently like that. And these people are very good people, and they're very honest. Going to break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.